piece of clothing casually thrown over our shoulders. It literally teaches us to wrap or cover ourselves. Mm-hmm. Wow. That the garment of praise is to leave no openings through which hostile elements can penetrate. Wow. Why do you think the enemy don't want you to praise? Why do you think the enemy don't want you to worship? Because you are covering yourself. You're hiding yourself in the presence of God. This garment of praise repels and replaces the heavy spirit. This special message of instruction and hope is for those oppressed by fear or doubt. Put on this garment, a warm coat from our closet. Only resist the cold wind when it is put on. When distressed, be dressed with praise. Act according to God's word. Amen. So I want to encourage you to get into praise today as we create the atmosphere for the presence of God. Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Praise the Lord.
Glory to God. You're going to have to forget about the stuff around you that you looked at and said, I don't like this. And you're going to have to remember what God has done for you, what the Spirit of God has done on the inside of you, and what the power of God is going to do for you today, tomorrow, and the rest of your life. Till He takes you home. And you need to be happy about it. All right.
Do you remember that? Let's stand and praise the Lord. Do you remember, if you think back long enough, when that time when you gave your heart to the Lord and you just felt free? I mean, it was just like everything was lifted off of you and you belonged to Him. Oh, I could sing unending song of how you saved my soul. Oh, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love.
Do it again.
I could sing unending song of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. I want to shout out from every rooftop, sing, for now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing unending song of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love. My heart, come on. My heart is bursting, Lord, to tell of all you've done, of how you changed my life and wiped away the past. I want to shout out from every rooftop, sing, for now I know that God is for me, not against me. I could sing an ending song of how you saved my soul. Well, I could dance a thousand miles because of your great love.
Everybody now.
Everybody's singing now.
Why?
Because we're so happy.
Yeah. Ooh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Everybody's dancing now.
Why?
Because we're so free. If only we could see your face, sit smiling over us, unseen angels celebrate.
Why?
Because joy is in this place.
Praise God. Did you notice what we said there? We said, if only we could see your face, yours, see it smiling over us. God's not up there frowning at you, folks.
Right.
We're celebrating Him. And, you know, you think of that song, you know, we get so bogged down, don't we? We get so distracted and we let the weights of the life and the distractions and, well, this isn't right, and that's not right, and all that's going on. And God says, just throw it all off. Just throw it all off. Amen. Hallelujah.
There is nothing that I need that he can't supply. There is nothing that I want that he won't provide. If I believe, if I believe. All right, we're going to speak to those mountains. So I will say to the mountain, move. I will say to the mountain, get out of my way. I believe. Yes, I believe. So I will say, come on. So I will say to the mountain, move. Come on. I will say to the mountain, get out of my way. Cause I believe. Yes, I believe. I believe he is. Oh, I believe he is. While others say he was, while they suppose he did. Come on. I know he still does. I'll say to the mountain, move. And I'll say to the mountain, get out of my way. Cause I believe. Yes. Yes, I believe. Oh, I believe. Come on now. I believe. Come on. Let's hear it. Nothing is impossible. Oh
no.
Nothing is impossible. Oh
no.
Nothing is impossible. Oh, if I believe.
Glory to God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
Oh, we praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, we fix our minds and our hearts on those things, Lord, that we believe. We see these mountains moving. We see the mountains moving, Father God, because of what your word says. And we trust you, God. We magnify you today. Hallelujah. We glorify you.
Lord, my God, in you I put my hope. Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my trust.
Come on.
Oh, Lord, my God, in you I put my hope. In you, Lord, in you I find my peace. Everything I say and do be founded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring. Oh Lord, my God, in you I give my hands. Oh Lord, my God, in you I give my feet. Lord, my God, to you I give my everything. Oh, Lord, my God, to you I give my life. In you I find my peace. In you I find my strength. And breathe. Let everything I say and do be founded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring. You know, this morning, keep playing, Bob. You know, I just, as we dedicate ourselves to the Lord, we dedicate our feet and our hands.
and our minds and our bodies. And Father God, we just, that's where our peace is going to come from, because of our trust in you. Lord God, that you, we've already been singing about that. Nothing is impossible with you. Lord God, for the promises that you've made. And this morning, I just pray that you just love him and worship him and praise and magnify his name. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my hands. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my feet. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my everything. Oh Lord my God, to you I give my life. In you I find my peace. Come on. In you I find my strength. Let everything I say and do be founded by my faith in you. I lift up holy hands and say, let the praises ring. Amen. Woo, glory to God. Father God, let the praises ring this morning from us. Oh, yes. We magnify you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We worship you, Lord. We let the praises ring this morning. Hallelujah. 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 Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. This one may be new to some of you, but we've sung it before you. But I like it. You know, we have a good God. Everything good and perfect comes from him. Let the King of my heart be the shout where I run. Come on. The fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Start it again. Let the King of my heart be the mountain where I run, the fountain I drink from. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the shadow where I hide, the ransom for my life. Oh, he is my song. Come on. And you are good. Come on. Good. Oh, and you are good. Good. Oh, and you are good. Come on. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. The King of my heart be the wind inside my sails, the anchor in the waves. Oh, he is my song. Let the King of my heart be the fire inside my veins, the echo of my days. Oh, he is my song. Come on, and you are good. Come on. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, and you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, now this next part. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let, never gonna let me down, for you are good. Come on. Good. Oh, you are good. Amen. Good. You're never gonna let me down, Paul. Come on. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let me down. You're never gonna let me down, and you are good, good. Oh, you are good, good. Oh, and you are good, come on, good. Oh, you are good, good. Seated. We're going to go through that again. We're going to sing that a little bit while we take up our offering. You may be seated. And I just thank God this morning for providing for you. You know, you may not need money. You may need something else. But the Lord says when we give to Him, He supplies all of our needs according to His riches and glory through Christ Jesus. And I claim that for you today. As you give unto the Lord, because He is good, church. He is a good God. Thank you, Jesus. You're never gonna let me down. 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 And you are good. Come on. Oh, you are good. Good. Oh, you are good. Good, good. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. Thank you, Father, for your power that's at work. Lord, I thank you that your cross never changes. You know, a lot of things can change. People change, it's been in your life. Seasons change, but the cross never changes. The promises of the cross never change. Thank you, Jesus. There's a place where mercy reigns and never dies. There's a place where streams of grace are flow deep and wide, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood. Comes flowing down at the cross. I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my
I owe all to you, Jesus. There's a place where sin and shame are powerless.
Glory to God.
Where my heart finds peace with God and forgiveness, where all the love I've ever found comes like a flood, comes flowing down.
Come on.
At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. Here, my hope is found. On holy ground, here I bow down, here I bow down, here, arms open wide, here, you saved my life, here I bow down, here I bow. At the cross, I surrender my life. I'm in awe.
Are you in awe of him today?
I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you. Hope is found here on holy ground. Here I bow down. Here I bow down. Here, arms open wide. Here, you saved my life. Here I bow down. Here I bow. I surrender my life. I'm in awe of you. I'm in awe of you. Where your love ran red and my sin washed white, I owe all to you. I owe all to you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
So I'll cherish the old rugged cross till my trophies at last I lay down. I'm returned to the
Father, help us not forget the cross that you died for us, Lord, what it means, our salvation, that you took for us every pain, every sorrow, every shame, all the hurt, Father God, that you took for us. And I pray for all of you today, for that as you go through the rest of the service, you'll let the Holy Spirit minister to you. Let him come in and just work in your life. Don't don't close any doors and hide any, have any closets in there that you try to hide from God. Just open up the doors and say, God, here I am. All this junk, all this stuff. Oh, we just give it to you, Father God. We praise you, Jesus. We worship and we magnify you, Jesus.
That I want to share with you. Lord, just put it on my heart. This is a verse of scripture that's been just in my spirit all week. And it's 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 and verse 11. Therefore, comfort each other and edify one another, just as you also are doing. Now, that doesn't sound like much. Therefore, comfort, that means to encourage. Yeah. Therefore, encourage each other. And edify, which means to build one another up, just as you also are doing. And I know that there's a temptation that comes along and in our minds, and we think about all the people that used to be here that aren't here now. And the Lord reminded me of something. In 1978, when Laverne and I left Western Kentucky down at the sheep shed, we were having 500 people in our Sunday morning service. And mainly because they couldn't get what they were getting there anywhere else in the whole area down there. There's people that would drive for 100 miles every Sunday just to be in that service, because there wasn't anything going on except just denominational stuff where there was, you go and you sit and you go through the motion and you go home. And we came here, and after about a year or two of being here, it would have been about 1980 or a little more, a little later than that. It was after... No, it was about the time we moved out here, which would have been about 82. There was a lot of people in the church down there that decided that they didn't need to come so far to go to church. They just have the church in their own community. And so there was about 5 or 6 different churches sprung up from people within the sheep shed congregation all over Evansville, Indiana. And even further places away than that, over some of them in Illinois. So when those places began to be popping up, those people stopped coming to the sheep shed. And I don't remember exactly when it was, but I know when J.W. Kellner was still driving truck. He had to be through Henderson or through that area one weekend, and he decided he would stop by the sheep shed, which we had gone down there before for the camp meetings. The group had gone, and there was hundreds. And right after we moved back here. And when he got home, he said, you know, he said, it was kind of sad. He said, there wasn't much more than 20 people there. But you know, that church is still there. It's not called Sheep Shed anymore. It's called New Covenant. Brother Mike has gone on to be with the Lord. He passed away several years ago, and his son, eventually, his youngest son, about the same age as Scott, our boy, grew up and manned up and gave his life fully to God. He'd been a pretty good boy, but then he got out there and got some wild seed on him from the world. And got in trouble with the law. But he came back and got his life straightened out, and now he's pastoring it. And I don't know how many they've got, but they're still going. And they're still serving God. And they got more than 20. And, you know, we look around this morning, we got several people that for some reason or other aren't here this morning. I'm believing that they're just temporarily indisposed. And that God's going to work everything out. And you know, it's hard for you to go anywhere in this area and go to a church and not run into somebody who used to be part of the New Life. And they just got itching feet. Or some other reason, you know, something that they could get better there than they could here. And I'll tell you what it is not. It's not the Word of God that you can get anywhere any better. And I'm not saying it's because I stand up here and preach. Sister Charlotte stands up here and preaches. But it's the message of the gospel that God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son. And for by grace have you saved. Been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, is a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And the church's biggest problem in all these years is trying to mix works and grace, and you never get it right. Because you never know where the work starts and the grace stops. But the Word of God plainly tells us that it's not by our works. Sure, we live right because we want God to be glorified in our hearts. But we don't live and work to earn brownie points from God. We get God's love unconditionally. And then when we decide to love Him back, wow, it really takes off. And that's you can't get any more of the gospel than that. And, but other things happen. People come, people go, and there's various reasons for this, that. Maybe somebody doesn't like this. Maybe somebody said something, they don't got them to thinking. Maybe somebody said something that wasn't even true. I know there's been things that have been said that hadn't been true, but people have left because of them. But God is still God. And we're still here. And we don't have any plans of not being here. In Jesus' name, Sister Shirley.
I know in whom I believe, and I am fully persuaded that He is able to commit
to that which we committed to him. Amen. Now we can be fully persuaded. We are fully persuaded today. Okay, I'm on. So glad to see everybody today. We're going to be talking about praise, praise, praise. Amen. Father, we thank you for the time that we've had in your presence, and as we continue to worship you through word today, that we have ears to hear, Lord, that you will just remove any anxiety, any nervousness from me, that I can minister your word, Father, in the anointing that's there to minister it. Thank you, Father, for your word of truth. In Jesus' name, amen. You sure can. Yes. Amen. Never give up. Yes, amen. Praise the Lord. Anybody else got a testimony? Praise report, exhortation? All right. We know the book of Psalms is the praise book, amen? The Bible, it gives hundreds of reasons why we should praise the Lord and worship. And David, writing, I understand most of the Psalms, we know David's emotions went from one extreme to the other. When you read through the book of Psalms, he would always be moaning at one time and complaining at another time, and then another time he'd be praising and worshiping God. And so, but, you know, I know none of us do that, and none of us live that way. But anyway, David did. And but the thing that strikes me about David is he always had a heart turned toward God. That no matter what, he got himself into serious messes, amen. But God was always there for him. And when he would turn his heart back to God, God would restore the joy of his salvation. And that's the same thing with us. So we're going to be taking a scripture today from Psalms 103, verses 1 through 8. Very familiar passage of scripture, and we're going to be going through that one by one and talking about it, and be encouraged today not to forget, but to remember. You know, we talked about that last Sunday, maybe a couple Sundays ago, how that we should always remember the things that God has done for us. Amen. It strengthens our faith, and as Pastor said, encourage one another also to remember what God has done for them. But the word starts out, I think I'm reading in the King James Version. Praise the Lord, O my soul. Praise the Lord, my soul. All my innermost being, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. Praise the Lord, my soul, David still says. And forget not all his benefits. God has a great benefit package. Amen. He has a great benefit package. Who forgives all your sins and heals all your diseases? Amen. Who redeems your life from the pit? Amen. Crowns you with love and compassion? Who satisfies your desires with good things? Good, good Father. Amen. So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. You know, I don't know about you, but sometimes I have to give myself a good talking to. I have to look in the mirror and say, nobody around you is the problem. You're the problem. Amen. So you need to find out what's going on with you. So sometimes we have to give ourselves a good talking to and point the finger back at us. Amen. So that's what Psalms 103 is all about. David begins to talk to his own soul. And he reminds himself to bless the Lord and not to forget all of his benefits. In 1 Samuel, we read where David, in 1 Samuel 30, verse 6 says, we read that David was greatly distressed. He had left, come back, and everything was destroyed. Everything was gone. Family killed, nothing, everything was burnt down. But David encouraged himself in the Lord. So David had already had an experience in talking to himself. You know, so back then he said, ain't nobody else going to encourage me, so I got to encourage myself. So that's what we have to do sometimes. We have to encourage ourselves, because there may not be the encouragers around us to encourage us. So he had an experience in talking to himself. So David is calling himself to wholehearted worship, intentional praise. And that's what we have to do sometimes. We press through to praise. We have to intentionally say, I'm going to praise the Lord no matter how I feel, no matter what circumstance I am in. I am going to intentionally praise the Lord. Amen. So verse 1, let's start there. And it says, praise the Lord, my soul, all my inmost being, praise his holy name. So here we see David calling, telling himself to praise the Lord. And our soul is what gives us our personality. It's through our soul that we live out our relationship with God, with other people, with ourself. Our soul, our mind, will, and emotions. So David begins talking to his emotions. He begins to talk to his mind. He begins to tell himself to praise the Lord and to bless his heart. Another word for praise is to bless. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord. So I'm reminded of David saying in Psalms 42:5, where he says, why are you cast down? I can't remember what the other one was, but anyway. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you disquieted within me? Why have you become quiet? The devil wants you to do two things. Keep your mouth shut or begin to talk foolish. Foolish talking is not in agreement with the word, with what the word says. So if he can get you to shut up, shut down, and sit down, you're going to remain depressed and oppressed. Or if you begin to talk contrary to what the scripture says, things are just going to get worse instead of better. Amen. So there's two things we have to remember. The devil wants you to not say nothing or to begin to talk contrary to what the word says. So David said, why are you cast down? Why are you depressed? Why are you lonely? Why are you despondent? Why are you disheartened? Why are you being quiet within me? Downcast, that's what downcast means, disheartened, discouraged, and oppressed. So something was going on in David's life at this time when he wrote that. My inmost being, or all that is within me. So he is calling to his deepest self. He is calling to his deepest self, the hidden part that no one sees except you and God. The thoughts you think, God knows what you're thinking before you even think it. So David begins to call to that part of him that nobody else sees, that only he sees. And when you begin to think about that, that's what you become. And he calls forth that part to begin to praise God. And at the times in our life when we are waiting for someone to encourage us, there are times when we have to talk to ourselves and tell our souls that no matter what, we are going to choose to praise the Lord. And there's nothing more powerful than a made-up mind. There's nothing more powerful than a changed mind. So some of you today need to turn around and tell the devil, I've changed my mind. I'm not going to be depressed today. Amen. You need to turn around and say, change my mind, devil. I'm not going to be discouraged today. There is power. Woo! There is power and there is an anointing in a changed mind and a made-up mind. Amen. I got a made-up mind. Amen. So there are times that we have to talk to ourselves. Not because we feel like it. It's a choice. Soul, you've been quiet too long. Let's get up and let's get our praise on. So I'm going to open my mouth and praise. And another translation, as I said, bless the Lord. One of the definitions of praise is to give thanks. To give thanks. 1 Thessalonians 5:18 tells us, give thanks in all circumstances. Not for all circumstances, but in all circumstances. Because I found out a long time ago that the devil's a bad devil and God is a good God. And if there's bad things going on, it ain't God. If there's good things going on, it ain't the devil, but it is God. Amen? So God is a good God. Amen? So it says, all in all your circumstances. Why? Because it's the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. So it's the will of God to give praise. It is the will of God to give thanks. So I remember one time the Holy Spirit reminded me, and he said, a thankful heart, God will not turn away. If you're a person of thankfulness, there's going to be doors open for you that you never thought was possible. Why? Because you have that attitude of thanksgiving. Praise his holy name, David says. Our God is like no other. His name is worthy to be praised. His name is above all names. His name is above all depression, all sickness, all disheartenedness, all brokenness. Amen. His name is worthy to be praised. He has always existed and will have no end. So when we begin to praise the Lord and say, I'm going to praise the Lord and I'm going to remember all of his benefits, and we begin to talk to our soul, these are some of the things that we need to say. God, you're like no other. You always existed and you have no end. You're the first and last. Alpha Omega, there's no God beside you. So you begin to encourage yourself and something begins to happen on the inside of you. It takes just as much strength to praise God than it is to be quiet and not do anything. You know, I heard one time that it takes more muscles to frown than it does to smile. So I thought maybe that's why I've got so many wrinkles. I need deliverance from frowning. So the Lord, he is good like no other, you need to tell God. Loving like no other, gracious like no other. Soul, rise up within me and begin to talk. Merciful like no other are you, God. You're full of justice like no other. You have all authority and sovereignty like no other. Your beauty of your majesty and splendor and perfection. Bless your holy name, God. So David begins to rise up and begins to praise God. Then again, David says, praise the Lord, O my soul. And he begins to remind himself of what the Lord has done. Put yourself in remembrance of the good things that God has done. When the devil says, well, there's nothing happening in your life, there's nothing going on, where's all the promises God said were yours? Amen. Begin to put yourself in remembrance of the benefits, of the benefit package. The benefit package, this word, put yourself in remembrance of the things that's in your benefit package when you got saved. Amen. So he says, why should I praise him? Forget not all of his benefits. So David begins to go through some of the benefits of being a child of God, of belonging to God. He begins to remind himself of the benefits that God had given him. So, you know, it's easy to forget about when what we have been given when our soul is downcast. When our soul is downcast, we're looking down. But the Bible says, my help comes from the Lord. Amen. My help comes from the Lord. We need to change our outlook. We need to change our vision. We need to change what we're looking at. Amen. Focus on Jesus. Forget means to fail to remember. David says in Psalms 177, 11 through 12, But then I recall all you have done, Lord. Amen. David was depressed and despondent, and he said, oh, Lord, I'm going to recall all that you've done. I'm going to remember your wonderful deeds of long ago. They are constantly in my thoughts. I cannot stop thinking about your mighty works. Now, doesn't that sound better than grumbling and complaining? Amen. It causes your spirit man to come alive and begins to respond to what's in you. The people of Israel had this problem. That's what kept getting them in trouble. They kept, when they got into a situation or a rough spot in life, or God didn't come through when they thought he should come through, they began to what? Grumble and complain. And their soul became disquieted within them. Their soul became downcast in us. Lord, why have you brought us here to die in the wilderness? Amen. Praise God in all circumstances. Your praise will be upon my lips. In the wilderness, in the desert, in the sunshine, in the cloudy days, your praise will continually be on my lips. Amen. So they will become downcast and start complaining. And then David goes on, and another benefit, he said, who forgives all of your iniquity, all of your sins? That's the start of the benefit package.
It's when you recognize that you are a sinner and you need a Savior. Amen. And you come to Jesus. That's the start. And he said, I'll accept you, and here is your benefit package. Son, daughter, whatever you find in here, it's yours. If you need joy, you can have joy unspeakable and full of glory. If you need to be healed, it's in my word that by my stripes you're healed. If you need to prosper, it's in my word to give, and it shall be given unto you. Pressed down, running over. Amen. So he said, who forgives all your sin? David begins by reminding himself that God forgives all of our sin. So this is the foundation, as I said, where everything starts. David extols the fact that God will forgive all our sins. Not has, not might, not down the road when I commit it. Amen. All our sins already. In the New Testament, it tells us in 1 John 1:9, the Lord has the power to cleanse us from what? All unrighteousness. Our soul can become downcast when the devil comes and tells us we are not worthy of God's saving grace. We can become downcast in our soul when the enemy comes and says, who do you think you are? Are you really saved? If you were really saved, you wouldn't have got angry. If you were really saved, you wouldn't have said that. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus. Yeah, we're a work completed inside, but what's been placed inside of us is trying to work its way outside. So the outside of us is a work in progress. Aren't you glad for that? Aren't you glad for that? So our soul can become downcast when the promises of God are a long time coming, and we begin to question. And sometimes our prayers are not answered, and we don't see the bigger picture that maybe God is trying to show a part of, because we're trying to sort the problem out. We're trying to figure it out. And so in figuring it out, the more we try to figure it out and work it out, the more depressed and despondent we become. Why are we cast down, O my soul? I will yet praise the Lord. Amen. So David says that God forgives all our sins. So that's really good news. I'm glad the word all is included, because it means that God intends to have already forgiven everything I do in the future. It's already been forgiven. It's so hard for people to understand that, but that's the power of the blood that was shed on the cross, because I couldn't forgive myself anyway. I can't do anything to keep me saved. I am saved. And the more you begin to renew your mind with the word, the more you'll want to do right.
That's right. That's
not that you have to do right, but you'll want to do right. That's why grace is there. The more you learn about grace, the more you understand about the love of God, the more you'll want to do what's right according to the word of God. Most of us imagine that when we come to Christ, all of our past sins are forgiven. And then from now until we get to heaven, we're in a fight with the devil to stay forgiven and to stay saved. That is a lie. That's a religious lie. Amen. When Christ died, all of our sins were forgiven. So David says, I'm going to encourage myself that all my sins are forgiven. Amen. That's part of my benefit package with God. So when all Christ died, all of our sins were, even in the future, are forgiven. What grace. He forgives all our sins, past, present, and future. So when we begin to feel downcast and despondent and disheartened, remind yourself that you're forgiven, that you're saved. God's grace covers you, that you are a son and daughter of God. So begin to remind yourself that, and then begin to thank him for it. And the next benefit that David begins to remind himself of is who heals all your diseases. If you've got anything in life that is causing you disease, whether it's physical, mentally, emotionally, God says, I have healed you all of them. Praise God for the physical healings, but so many people need memories healed more than anything. If memories are tormenting you and keeping you up at night, guess what? Encourage yourself by saying, that God has healed all of my diseases. So whatever you are diseased about today, whether it's a physical problem, a mental problem, or whatever, he bore it at the cross. Woo! He said it's finished and you don't have to bear it because I already bore it. Woo! That's good news, church. Amen. So God, through Jesus, has made complete provision for the well-being of our total persons, body, soul, and spirit. Who redeems your life, David reminds himself. Another one for the benefit package. Who redeems your life from the pit? Another translation says, who redeems your life from destruction? So David reminds himself that he has been redeemed from the pit. He has been redeemed from destruction. Redeem means to rescue from danger in the time of trouble. God has preserved you to this very moment and has protected you every step of your journey. Even when you're out there going crazy and acting like a fool, God still had his hand upon you, and he is constantly drawing people, drew you in with the cords of his love. Why? Because that's just my Father God. God has preserved you for this time. His angels and kept around about us. And we'll begin to praise God. We need to put ourselves in remembrance of these things. God, you've preserved me. I got home safely tonight. You preserved me, God. I could have been up there where that wreck was. Take care of those that were in the wreck. Amen. You protected me with the times that I didn't know that I was protected. So therefore, I'm going to praise you. Thank you for your angels, God, that encamp around about me, that leads and guides me and protects me. That's part of saying, so you're not going to be quiet. You're going to get up and you're going to put yourself in remembrance that God has redeemed you and he is keeping you. Amen. He is keeping you today. So God is constantly at work behind the scenes, working to protect us from trouble, going before us to clear the way and ahead of us to give us strength for each day. What a benefit to use to praise his name. And the next one, David talks about, and crowns you with love and compassion. I love this one. Crowns you with love and compassion. You know, I told you all before, I love that word lavish. God has lavished his love and compassion on you. Another translation reads, he crowns us with tender mercies. You can't get no better than a crown. That's right. Yeah. Amen. We have kings and kings today that wear crowns. But as a child of God, I see a crown on every one of y'all's heads. Amen. Amen. He has crowned you today with love and kindness, tender mercy, and compassion. Tender mercy means he knows what we're going through and he meets us where we're at. We don't have to struggle to get to him. Tender mercy says, I'm going to come to you. I see you hurting. I see you disquieted. I see you lonely. I see you brokenhearted. I see you hurting. I see you in pain. I'm going to come get you. Amen. So it means he knows what we're going through and he meets us where we are. So if we're to receive what we truly deserve, we would stand no chance. But because of God's grace, he brought us into his place. Instead of justice, he gave us tender mercy. So the crown reminds us of our position as the children of God. So when your soul is disquieted within you, say, I'm seated in heavenly places with Jesus Christ. So I rule and reign in this earth from that position, seated at the right hand of Jesus. Amen. He has caused me to seat with him in heavenly places, who satisfies your desire with good things. God satisfies us with good things. He sees the desires of your heart, and he wants to satisfy you with good things. Another translation says, he fills my life with good things. James 1:17 tells us that every good thing and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation or shifting in shadows. That tells me that God don't change. And so when we go to him and our soul is downcast, we can say, okay, God, your word says that you satisfy me with good things, that you don't change, that you're the same yesterday, today, and forever. What you did for one, you're going to do for another, and you're going to do for me. Amen. Because your promises are yes and amen in the Word of God. So he doesn't change. The devil wants us to remember. The devil wants us to, did I go to the eagle part yet? I haven't got to the eagle part yet. Let me find my eagle. He flew away. We don't want the eagle to fly away. Oh, here it is. The devil wants us to remember what we don't have and what we should focus on, the good things that we do have. So when sometimes when our soul gets disquieted in us, we're focusing on the things that we don't have. And when we focus on the things that we do have and appreciate those things, this will get our souls from being downcast. Who satisfy your desires with good things. So that, why? So that your youth is renewed like the eagles. How many wants their youth renewed like the eagles? The eagles fly above the storms. Amen. They see a storm approaching. They get way up there above it. And we are already above the storm because why? We're seated with Jesus and seated in heavenly places with Jesus. Isaiah 40:31, but those who hope in the Lord, those who have put their trust in God, they will renew their strength. They will soar on wings like eagles. They will run and not grow weary. They will walk and not faint. And by the time you get through praying all this, you ought to be soaring like an eagle. You ought to be soaring like, you ought to run. You ought to dance. You ought to shout. Amen. You'll feel like an eagle the time you get through praising this and praying this and prophesying this. So writing the message down this morning, no matter where life takes us, no matter where it takes us, there are going to be days when we all feel like just giving up and just think, what's the use of it all? There are days that we have to press in and call our soul to praise the Lord. We've learned that. The enemy does not want you to grasp this truth about the power of praise. When you intentionally praise God, the word that's already on the inside of you, the spirit man already on inside of you, begins to connect with what you're saying. And you're putting it there and out there in the atmosphere. So you want to create your atmosphere with the word of God. And so he doesn't want you to see that. It begins to stir that word up inside of you. And when that word begins to stir up inside of you, you begin to remember what God has done. Don't let the devil steal your song. Remember that time that I preached the message that everybody has a song? I don't know what your song is about because I don't know where you've come from and I don't know what God has saved you from. But everybody has a song that God has given them. And the enemy is after your song. And if he can steal your song, he's got your praise. Because your praise is in your song and your song is what praises the Lord for the great things he has done for you. Don't let the devil steal your song, but put yourself in remembrance of what God has done for you. So he's given you that song. Keep remembering the benefits. Keep remembering the good things that God has done. Let's stand to our feet this morning. One Hebrew word for praise is yada, and it means to give thanks or to confess. And I like that word confess. It means to pronounce. It means to declare. It means to decree. And in our praise, we are declaring who God is. We are declaring the promises he has given us. And there's a prophecy, church, hidden in your praise. There's a prophecy hidden in your praise. And when you begin to praise the Lord according to his word, there's going to be some prophetic decrees be made. And you're going to see the manifestation of those things. Prophesy the word, declare the word, praise the word. Every situation that you encounter, have ears to hear the word. And they will have to respond to praise. Why? Because the word, the law of this word, outweighs anything on this earth. What's written in here overcomes anything that's written in this world. Amen. Let's just raise our hands this morning. Father, we thank you. At the times in our life when we don't want to quit, we want to throw in the towel, we want to just say, just hang it up and just say, forget it. Those are the times that we need to press in and intentionally praise you. Those are times when we need to just talk to ourselves and say, soul, You're not going to be disquiet within me. You're not going to be cast down within me. The Lord has brought me too far to quit. The Lord has brought me too far to shut up and sit down. He said life and death in the power of the tongue, and we're going to speak life to situations in our lives. We're going to speak life to them because they have ears to hear what the anointed word says, and your anointing breaks every yoke in the name of Jesus. Father, we thank you for this word today that it's not fallen upon deaf ears, but it's fallen upon ears that are receptive to your word and say, change us, Lord. Don't leave us where we're at. Don't leave us like we are. But pursue us until you have all of us and breathe upon us again, Holy Spirit, that we might see you. Ha ha sheke he so o talanamali toko saya. Yea, let a bali shohola sataya mabakaya. That we may see you fresh and anew again. That we may feel your breath on our lives fresh and anew again. The things that we've been through that has caused hardness of the heart, may that hardness be broken away as you breathe upon us and cause the refreshing of your Holy Spirit to come forth out of our most inner beings. And just as the rain has saturated this earth and it's been running and it has nowhere else to go, Lord, that we may be so saturated with your Spirit that it runs off of us, hey, and falls on somebody else. And we, like Peter, our shadow passes by those that need healing and they'll be healed. Our shadow passes by those that need a word and we can say, thus saith the Lord. This is what the Lord is saying to you. That we may never forget your benefits, Lord. Praise the Lord all my soul, and bless your holy name. Because you are worthy to be praised today. You are worthy to be magnified today. We thank you and we praise you today, Jesus, for all that you've done and all that you're going to do. And in the midst of us being in this transition, that we don't become discouraged and disheartened, but we say, take us where you want us to go, Lord, because it's all about you, and it's all about you. That's all that matters, that we lift you up, that people see you and not ourselves. Oh, hallelujah. That people see you in everything we do and everything that we say. You're the reason that we're here. You give us every breath that we breathe. Help us to have a thankful heart in everything. The attitude of thankfulness, Lord. An attitude of thanksgiving. An attitude of being thankful. You cast not away a thankful heart. Breathe upon us today, Holy Spirit, I ask again. Just lift your hands right now as the Holy Spirit is refilling you today. He's rekindling that prayer language up in you today that you just began to pray in the Holy Ghost. It's nothing to be scared of. It's in the Word. Just pray in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Shola ti dala manile hesiaro do ko baba bataya lo baba bashanda da 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 kola di ala senda da da. Yes, Lord, you're bringing your will to this earth through us, Lord, through vessels, Lord, of those that are saying, yes, Lord, here we are. Ke asianto holana maladea sho ya sia baba bakasa da 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 da. Lederiarakoya di samba babataya litanda la dea nanada bakalito. Momo momo shanda da 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 da. Ko sata la danda la dea. Sa ba 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 hasia da 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 ko ba 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 hasia. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Moving of the waters. Hallelujah. The man said, I had no one to help me in. That's why I wasn't healed. I had no one to help me in. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you for moving among us right now, touching every person in this place, bringing healing to every area of our lives. Oh, church, I see a glory cloud moving in. Wow, the King of Glory, the King of Glory, the King of Glory, open wide the gates. And let the King of Glory come in, the King of Glory. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God, glory to God. Oh, soto o shadadadadadaya. Me yasi bababa sataye. Thank you, Father. Some of you standing at the Jordan, and all you have been able to see is the raging waters. And you know that just on the other side are the promises that God has said is yours. Holy Spirit wants me to remind you now that it's stop looking at the raging waters. Stop looking at the circumstance. Stop looking at what if. But look how big your God is. Because you can't cross it by yourself anyway. Put your focus back on the one that can. You may feel the enemy breathing down your neck, coming up behind you. And there seems to be chatter all around as he's saying, this is happening, and that's happening, and this is probably going to happen, and that's probably going to happen, and how are you going to get to the other side? Raise a voice of praise, the Lord reminds you, and you will begin to see the waters part. And as you raise your voice of praise, you are prophesying to the raging waters, be still. For this is the season for the manifestations of a long ago word. You have held on to it and you have not let go. And God says this is the season of where there's transitioning taking place, that I will prove myself faithful to you. This is a season that you're going to know that you know that I've never forgotten anything that I've ever spoken. The waters are being parted. Stand still and see the salvation, the deliverance of the Lord your God. He's going to do it again. He is going to do it again. Amen. He is going to do it again. Hallelujah. He is going to do it again. He is going to do it for you. Look at your neighbor and say, he's going to do it for you. Hallelujah. Change is on its way. Change is here. Are you ready to go with the change? If you don't, you're going to be left behind. Woo! Ha 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 ha! I just seen two double doors. I just seen two double doors. God says, as you are approaching those doors, he says, I'm going to open them both at one time. And we're going to walk into a provision, into a place that we've not been before. Woo! Hallelujah, hallelujah. Glory to God, glory to God. Ha, 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 ha. Woo! My goodness. Woo! My goodness, my goodness. Wow. Wow. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wow, 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 wow. Rain on us, Holy Spirit. Rain on us, Holy Spirit. Rain on us, Holy Spirit. Wow, we roll out the red carpet in our lives and say, come, King of Glory. Come, King of Glory. Come, King of Glory. Wow, wow, wow. I speak God's favor over you, church. I speak God's blessings over you. You're in a covenant relationship with God. And his word is finished. Every promise in his word belongs to you. Rest in his peace. Rest in his joy. Rest in all that God has provided. Amen. Go in the joy of the Lord today.
I want you to pray with me for something. I've been praying for Ricardo this week, and every time I'm praying for him, it was like the Lord says, tell Ricardo to let it go.
Mm-hmm. And hey, Jimmy.
Jimmy. So this morning I was praying for